In February, guards discovered an illegal petition with plans for a May 1st sit-down strike. Among the demands were a boost in inmate wages. Warden Bill Pollard says that's something the prison has no control over.
Inmate pay was something that was changed by the legislature in the last several budgets, and that has had a negative impact on the population.
11 inmates believed to be the sit-in organizers were immediately transferred to the high-security prison in Boscobel. Pollard says the lockdown has dragged on because threats began circulating, targeting individual guards. But he says over the past few weeks, about half the inmate workforce has returned to their jobs, and each week more inmates are allowed out of their cells for recreation. But the dining hall and the education programs remain shut down.
We're gradually trying to increase inmate activities throughout the institution, but we want to do it in a very controlled, very gradual manner so that we can gauge climate and behavior. We have a large population of students in the institution that want to get back to school. It's unfortunate that they've had to suffer through this because of the actions of a few.
In the first few weeks of the lockdown, guards ran the laundry and dining hall and delivered food to inmate cells. That forced the state to spend a lot in overtime pay. But Pollard says he still doesn't know the dollar cost of the state's longest lockdown. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.